interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, tattoos have made up a good part of the show today with the... we had to reschedule the tattoo psychic until tomorrow, but the ladies are sending in tattoos, BradandJohn@KISM.com, and there's a tattoo at the center of this first story out of Hernando County, Florida, and a man is accused of stealing an ambulance and getting it stuck in the mud. Trey Allen Cornwell.
Oh, I saw this on the news last night.
29-year-old man on Sunday. The ambulance crew had gone inside the Oak Hill Hospital to drop off a patient at about 12:30 in the afternoon. And that's when the 29-year-old Cornwell used that time to jump into the ambulance and take off. It's owned by the Hernando County Fire and Emergency Services, so he was stealing this. And at some point got it stuck in the mud and sand. It looked like he was driving it towards a body of water. I don't know if he was planning on, It looks weird.
It looked to me, though, like the tire was going flat, like they put down spike strips or something. That's why I thought he had stopped that car. But you're saying it was mud that he got into there?
It says the ambulance got stuck in the mud and sand as it approached a nearby body of water, but the chase did not end there. The 29-year-old takes off on foot through a nearby shopping plaza, but it didn't last long. They caught up with him and got him back behind bars. And, John, look at the facial tattoo on this dude. He's got the David Bowie Aladdin Sane lightning bolt through the middle of his face. So if you can picture David Bowie with the lightning bolt going from his forehead down through the eyeball and through to the cheek, that's what he has tattooed on his face.
That's our guy right there.
Big David Bowie fan.
Okay. All right, well, let's don't make me wait for my Whopper. Or I'll get my piece out, said a woman in Memphis, Tennessee.
And I'm not talking six-piece.
The other
McNugget.
Day.
No. I'm talking six-piece.
Yep, you get the lead out or I'll get the lead out of this gun. That's what an angry Burger King customer was thinking in Memphis last week. She was not happy with how long it was taking for her order to get processed at the drive-thru, so she decided to shoot that baby up, and the whole thing was caught on camera. Nobody was hurt here, but police are looking for this woman. It all started when she got angry with how long everything was taking in the drive-thru for her food. But it's like Brad said, you can't hustle the char broil, man, the flame broil. You know, it's going to take what it's going to take.
That's right.
So she got out of her car while she was waiting there and walked up to the drive-thru window and started arguing with one of the workers in the drive-thru window, and then got out her piece and started heating that place up a little bit. Nobody was injured, and then she drove off in her sedan, and they're looking for her.
And finally, John, it's been a while since we've been down there, but let's go to the villages. Let's visit the villages.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
For the arrest of a 77-year-old woman. Arrested after allegedly throwing food at and striking her husband in the head. This is Thursday, Village de la Vista.
What did he do to deserve it?
Well, the Sumter County Sheriffs were called out about 6:50 p.m. to the home. And the husband of Marion Elizabeth Magnoni called law enforcement. He said they'd been arguing, and the altercation ended, or at least escalated, to the point where he went to sit down on the couch and she started pelting him with food and hitting him about the head and shoulders. It appears that his wife, the 70-year-old Marion, had been drinking, and she claimed the altercation erupted after her husband showed his friends a nude picture of his late wife. This is what I used to live with.
Wait.
This used to be mine every night.
I hope that wasn't during, like, the embalming process.
I think retirement could be this much fun.
He was reminiscing about the day. And I guess the 77-year-old woman didn't appreciate him reminiscing about his late wife. and showing naked pictures. He's still packing naked pictures of her around
this
and
is
showing
what I
his
used
friends.
To have.
This is how it used,
used to be. Now I got
this is how it used
Esther
to be.
Over there in the kitchen.
Marion throwing food at me. That old dude was packing around a naked picture of his late wife. Yeah. Couldn't let that go.
And probably Polaroids, too.
Yes.